Report, Top Secret Hamas Plans Revealed Terrorists Targeted Elementary Schools. By Joshua Kaplan on October 13, 2023. Hamas terrorists developed a plan to target elementary schools and a center for young people in the Israeli kibbutz of Kfar Sa'd with the objective to kill as many people as possible, according to a report. NBC News reveals. The attack plans, which are labeled top secret in Arabic, appear to be orders for two highly trained Hamas units to surround and infiltrate villages and target places where civilians, including children, gather. Israeli authorities are still determining the death toll in Kfar Sa'd. The documents were found on the bodies of Hamas terrorists by Israeli first responders and shared with NBC News. They include detailed maps and show that Hamas intended to kill or take hostage civilians and school children. One page labeled Top Secret outlines a plan of attack for Kfar Sa'd, saying Combat Unit 1 is directed to contain the new Da'at school, while Combat Unit 2 is to collect hostages, search the B'nai Akiva Youth Center and search the old Da'at school. Hamas's deadly terror attack on Israel has killed at least 1,300 people and wounded 3,300 more, according to the latest reports. Among with most gruesome assaults was on the Israeli kibbutz of Kfar Aza, which saw 100 people killed, with some of the victims reportedly found burned and others decapitated. "We see blood spread out in homes. We've found bodies of people who have been butchered," Israel Defense Forces spokesperson Major Libby Weiss told CBS News. "The depravity of it is haunting." Yossi Landau, the leader of operations for the southern region of Zaka, said he personally witnessed the aftermath in which babies had been decapitated, CBS News said. "I saw a lot more that cannot be described for now, because it's very hard to describe," Landau stated. In response to the attack, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to crush Hamas in Gaza and has ordered residents to evacuate to the southern part of the strip ahead of a possible ground invasion. The IDF told Fox News that its forces have already conducted successful raids into Gaza. The IDF tells Fox News that Israeli forces entered the Gaza Strip today, both infantry forces and tanks, to conduct localized raids, Fox News's foreign correspondent Trey Yingst reported. "This was not the full-scale invasion that everyone is still anticipating, but it was an effort, according to the Israeli military, to eliminate militants along the border and also to gather information on those held hostage inside the Gaza Strip."